Today is Wednesday, December 9th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I just realized that I reinstalled Windows on my laptop. Now you say, Adam, how did you just realize that? Isn't that something that you, if you just did it, wouldn't you know? Well, the thing is, I've been having problems with this laptop. And mostly what I do on this laptop now, it used to be my workhorse laptop. It's a gaming laptop. It's very heavy. And it just has, boy, that fade was rather dramatic. It was, but I bought it, I don't know how long I've had it, but I never get, as you people know who listen to me, I never get rid of computers, like ever. I never, ever, ever get rid of computers. I've got computers that I had when I was in college. I have got a computer in the garage that I had when I was in high school. I never get rid of computers. I've got to start getting rid of, that is, wires and computers, anything technology related, I do not get rid of that stuff because I think, oh, what if I need that? Or, you know, oh, I can find some use for that. I have literally got, I say literally, I could get the count wrong, but I believe I've got 3 personal laptops and 2 work laptops here in this room right now as we speak. I've got my newest laptop that I use most often for whatever, when I'm sitting on the couch and I'm playing with Blender or I'm doing a new coding project or whatever. That's what I use it for. It's the fanciest one. It's the most powerful one. It's the one that I got most recently, probably 6-8 months ago, maybe a year. Time flies really fast, but it's the most recent one. And I've got the one that I edit the show on, which is all it is now is a streaming laptop, and I use it for editing. So it had Adobe Audition on it. It has the streaming software that we use. It has the recording software that I use to record the stream when we do the June event, and has all that. But it has everything else because it used to be my primary laptop. So it has everything else on it that ever possibly I've used. And so it has been giving me problems. I will click on the start menu and the start menu won't come up. I'll try to search for an application and the search won't work. Every day I come in and it's rebooted itself and I don't know why. So there are all these things that were happening. And so I thought today, okay, I'm just going to do a reset, a Windows reset. It will uninstall all the programs that I have on there, all the crap, but I'm going to keep my data. And I thought for a moment, that's going to be such a pain because I probably don't even know what applications I have on there. And I'm sure I'll need a particular application and then I'll go to that computer and it won't be there. But I pulled the trigger because it's been giving me a lot of problems and I want it to work. I want it to stop rebooting itself every night and I want it to be more stable. So now I'm going to have to reinstall stuff. So I just realized that normally I would turn right around and take about 5 minutes to edit this show, post it, and I would be done. But I realized I now have to reinstall Adobe Audition before I can do this editing. So that was a complete aside. So I didn't finish on yesterday's episode talking about the weekend. The last thing that was on my list on the weekend to do was to install the Ring Video Doorbell. And Mark had bought one. There was a Prime Day or I glanced over at my work laptop and there was a message from my boss, but it's past work hours. I can respond in the morning. Anyway, I got sidetracked there for a moment. So Mark had purchased a Ring Video Doorbell when Amazon was having some sort of sale. Maybe they had a Prime Day or something like that. I don't remember because it was a couple of months ago. So it wasn't Black Friday related. And it's been sitting there waiting to be installed. But the thing about it is, it's not an easy thing to do necessarily to install a doorbell, because there's wiring involved. You have to do the wiring. You have to, and in my case, because the doorbell, we had a very simple doorbell, just a one button situation, just a button, just the cheapest button they could possibly find. And that's it. And it was a very small button. And we have a brick home. And so the doorbell is screwed into the brick. Well, the first thing is the Ring video doorbell is larger than the old doorbell button that we had. And so the screw holes that are there are not wide enough or not far enough apart to accommodate the Ring video doorbell. And so I knew that I was going to have to drill into the brick. I can't move the wire to somewhere else that's not brick. And so I knew that was going to be an issue, having to drill into the brick. I have not hung a shower, a towel rack in our porn shower, because I don't want to drill into the tile, because I'm scared of breaking the tile and then needing tile work. And so I was a little bit nervous about drilling into the brick. And so I had been putting it off. And finally on Sunday, I was like, okay, I'm just going to get this off my list. I need to do, I'm getting things done this weekend. So I'm going to get this thing done. And so I pull it out. I put all the parts on the counter in front of me. There's an instruction manual. I find a video on YouTube from Ring, and it gives you instructions. And it says, oh, the first thing you need to do is you need to install this power adapter to the actual doorbell itself inside your home. Not the button, but the actual doorbell mechanism. And we have a little mounting thing. You can mount it to the side. You have to screw these wires in. And that's not hard to do. But the first thing I had to do, and I didn't even realize this, was find the breaker to actually turn off the power to my doorbell. I don't know why this is always the case, but I feel like anywhere I've ever lived, including this house, the breaker box is mislabeled. I don't know how they managed to do it, but these breaker labels, they go to all the trouble of labeling it, and then they're wrong. So Mark had stepped out for a moment to do something, and I'm trying to, I don't think he was walking the dog or something. But anyway, I had to go to the garage, flip one breaker switch, and then walk all the way around and try to ring the doorbell. If it worked, that means that's the wrong switch. I had to do that about 10 times before I found the correct one. It was labeled beds. That is totally, and nothing else went off. The bedroom lights were still on, so I don't know why they labeled that beds. I also don't know if that was only power for the doorbell. Surely not. But it was labeled beds. Anyway, so I did that. Then I had to get the tall ladder and go in there, and it was fairly simple. You just had to loosen a couple of screws, pull the thing off, stick some wires in, tighten the screws back up. They had a little mounting tape on the side of it, a little 3M mounting tape. So literally just pull the part that keeps the sticky from being shown. I don't know what to call that. The little cover off the mounting tape, and then stick it to the side. Luckily it was small enough. It fit right on the side. I slipped the cover back on. The cover fit, and that was done. But then I had to, then it was time to go and remove the old doorbell button and attach the new doorbell. This is the part that required screwing a new hole. So I go and get the drill. They provided a drill bit in the package. I find it very useful that these companies now, Nest and Ring and all these home automation companies, they normally provide a screwdriver. If you need a drill bit, they provide a drill bit. The only problem is later, if you don't throw these things away, you have all these extra tools and drill bits that are only applicable for that thing. And you don't want to throw them away because you think, well, what if I need to remove this at some point? But then you've got this extra thing that you have to figure out where to store. So bottom line is their drill bit sucked. It would not drill into brick. Then I looked on YouTube because I was thinking, okay, what do I need to drill into brick? And I found a YouTube video on drilling into brick, and it said you need a masonry drill bit, and you need an impact or a hammer drill or an impact drill. And I thought, I don't think I have a impact drill or a hammer drill. So I called my stepdad, because that's probably what I should have done to the, you know, in the beginning. But instead, I looked at YouTube first. And I said, hey, what do I need to drill into brick? Because I'm trying to install this doorbell and I can't drill into brick. It was not going anywhere. It made a tiny little hole and then it just stopped. He said, you need a masonry drill bit. And I said, well, do I need an impact or a hammer drill? Because the YouTube video that I watched, and he said, no. He said, you don't need a hammer drill. He said, I think we've got one. Like I've told you guys before, he has a handyman business. He said, I think we have one at the shop, but I really think all you need is a masonry drill bit, and that should do it. So then we had to go to Lowe's, find a masonry drill bit, come back, and so that took 45 minutes to an hour. Finally got one hole drilled, because I didn't need to drill two. That worked. I was able to put in the little plastic screw cover things that you drill the hole, you put in those little plastic things, and you screw into those plastic things. Screwed it in, did all that, put the cover on, and I was done. Then I just had to download the app and get all that set up. But I did realize they want you to subscribe to a service to keep the recordings, and they won't let you save the recordings locally to your local storage. It sucks. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.